Bill, last night, you after the game, you said you needed, were looking for a spark on offense. We asked you about a possible change at quarterback. You've had a chance to watch the tape and everything. Have you thought about that anymore?
Yeah, we've thought about a lot of things. Schematically, position changes, things like that. It's not anything that we've come to a decision on at this point. We're going back in there at 3:30. We're going to keep talking. We're going to keep watching tape. We're going to meet with the guys tomorrow. We're going to continue to practice, try to get better at the things we need to get better at, and it is what it is right now.
What have you seen from Mallett that impresses you just in practice?
Well, I think he's a guy that he works extremely hard, in practice, which is totally different than in the game. But in practice, he seems to have good command of what we're doing. And he's come in here with good knowledge of the offense. You know, he's been in this system for a while now, and he knows the system, and he's worked extremely hard in practice.
Bill, do you have any update on Arian Foster's status? You said he had a groin injury, but anything new on that?
No. Nothing new.
Were you able to speak with Clowney or get any clarity about that social media thing we asked you about yesterday?
Yeah, he and I, we tweeted back and forth last night. I went on Facebook. He went on Twitter. We were on different, I don't know. This guy wants to play football. He's trying to get better to get back on the field. I'm not going down this Twitter road. I don't even know what that is, really, to be honest with you. Instagram, my kid was trying to talk to me about it last night. This is what Instagram is, Daddy. I don't know. We're moving on from that. We're moving on. I don't. I think that those guys, when I say that, I mean that they will definitely be day-to-day. They'll be guys that we'll have to check in with every day, especially with the nature of what their injuries are. So we'll just kind of see how they are tomorrow and the next day. And I think the bye is coming at a good time for things like that. Hopefully they'll be healed up.
Consider Arian as part of that day-to-day group?
No doubt about it.
Kareem and Arian, did they have MRIs?
No.
And Kareem, you said he had a knee. Does he have, ligament, cartilage?
No. I didn't say anything about a knee.
Well, it was announced he had a knee injury.
I don't know who announced that. I didn't announce it.
That was in the press box. They have to make an announcement.
I heard he had a toothache
during the game. So he's got two injuries.
So I have to get on the same page with Cap. But I didn't announce the knee.
No, but
they didn't hear that from me.
They have to do that during a game. Oh. And they said he had a sore knee.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear that one. I don't know. Day to day.
But does he have a knee?
Does he have a knee?
Day-to-day
he has
knee?
Two knees. Not that I know of.
So if it's not his knee, what is it?
It's day-to-day, whatever it is. It's always day-to-day, John. Come on, man. It's been 9 months now. We know the drill.
Yesterday during the game, yep. Kerry Williams, a guy who has a lot of respect for Andre Johnson, the week prior called him the best receiver he'd ever faced. After the game, he said that Andre Johnson, he didn't look like the same guy. It wasn't the Andre Johnson that I'm used to. And he alluded to sort of a focus, effort, how engaged he was. Now, I know you weren't here last year, so you don't have the frame of reference, but what have you been seeing from Andre Johnson in terms of that effort and engagement and focus during games and practices?
Well, I see great effort, great focus. If you're asking me to comment on Kerry Williams, I have no comment on that. I don't even know what he's talking about. All I know is what I see every day is great focus, great effort, great teammate, guy that's going out there every day and trying to get better and help his teammates get better, and that's what I see every day.
Fitzpatrick, he's last in the league on third down, and he talks about he's holding the ball too long. Could you evaluate him, and what can he do that you haven't worked on already to try to make him more consistent?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's just a matter of hard work and getting back into a better rhythm, in practice, understanding the reads better just overall. I just think it's more – it's everything that he's going to do. He's going to work extremely hard to play more at a more consistent level, like all of the players need to. And all of the coaches have to coach at a more consistent level. We're 4-5. It's like the old saying goes, you are what your record says you are. 4-5 is a very mediocre record, and it's the sign of an inconsistent team. And so, you know, like what I told the team this morning, you know, there's a lot of football left. There's seven games left. You know, you can look through the history of this league, teams that were 5-5, 4-5 at this point in time, and certain teams went one direction, other teams went another direction. We've got to find a way to go in the right direction, and it's all about us, including that position, becoming more consistent.
Bill, speaking of 4-5, and you guys can go this way or this way, obviously, how much does that come into play with potentially making a quarterback change and any decision you have right there in terms of the importance of where you guys can go?
Well, I think we're at a point now, nine games in, where we have to look at all our personnel, all of our schemes, and try to do what's best for the team, you know, at any position. It doesn't really matter what position it is. We have to just really take this bye week, players and coaches, to really individually think about what we can do better to make our team better, to make our unit better. And as a coaching staff, you know, we always have to look at what's best for the team and make that decision that's best for the team, no matter what position it is.
Is Daryl Morris going to be able to play?
I think he will, John. I think he was close last week. He actually practiced a couple times. But, I mean, you talk about a tough kid. He tried to go out there and practice, and he was just having trouble transitioning off of – his was an ankle. He has two ankles, and one of them was hurt. And so he was having trouble transitioning off of one of them. And I think he'll be closer to playing, especially with the bye week.
Hey, looking back on the tape, how did Andre
help? Say that again. Andre Howell, I'm sorry. Yeah, he you know, I tell you what, he competes. He's a smart player. He's a young player. He's going to learn every time out there things that he can do better. He competes on special teams, made a couple plays there. He made some plays on defense, gave up some plays. I'm sure there's some plays he wishes he had back, but competitive kid, a lot of fun to coach, and I think he'll get better and better with more experience.
How impressed were you by the defensive guys that had to fill in for all the injured guys you had yesterday?
Yeah, Dre's one of those guys. Jamal Roll went in there and played a lot, had two interceptions. I mean, you know, those guys really have tried to step up. The linebackers and replace in place of Brian Cushing, you know, Muhammad Tuggle, John Simons come in there and played a lot of football. You know, those guys have really stepped up and made some plays. You know, are there things that they could do better? Certainly, but with more experience and the more they play, they'll get better and better. I thought the two guys yesterday on defense that really played a whale of a game were obviously Watt. J.J. disrupts so many plays during a game, and then I thought Whitney Merciless played a really good football game yesterday.
Bill, I think almost all the players, one of the words that they use is frustrated, and I know you've used it too. What do they do to keep that from fraying?
That's a good question, Randy. You know, I think anytime you lose – you know, it's hard. You know, losing is never acceptable. You know, we don't accept losing. It's very hard. It doesn't sit with you very well. It's hard to sleep. It affects everything. Losing affects everything. It affects, you know, your drive home. It affects your walk into work. It affects everything. And so the frustration is that, you know, there are things that we can do coaching-wise, like, you know, schematically, could we have come up with a little bit better scheme on third down, both sides of the ball? Or the players are frustrated. Hey, you know, maybe if I didn't jump off sides, maybe that play would have worked. Or maybe if I had made the right read there, that play would have worked. Or maybe if I had been in the right gap, I would have been in better position to tackle. And, you know, the guys are great guys. They're very hard on themselves, and they know that this game in the NFL is very, very – it's close. All these games are close. I tell them all the time it's an 8-8 league. It's a league that is set up for parity. It's an 8-8 league, and so it's the teams that make the least amount of mistakes that are going to win. And that's what our team has to really get better at understanding and doing.
Bill, with everything that you guys have with this offense and the weapons and all, you know, the playbook and everything, I mean, are you surprised that it's been so inconsistent, or do you think that's part of the transition process to kind of get it your way?
Yeah, I think, you know, I would never use the word surprised. You know, you can't be surprised. You know, when you're in this profession, you have to be adaptable. You have to be ready for anything. So there's never, you don't really ever use that word. You use the word of frustration in some ways. You use the word of the phrase maybe of what can we do better? You know, we talk a lot about as a coaching staff with our players that we're really all in it together. Like, there's no finger pointing. It's not like one guy's fault. Like, you know, you guys keep asking about the quarterback position, which is good. I mean, that's fine. But at the end of the day, like, you can't point to one position and say, man, it's all on this guy or that guy. I mean, it's everybody offensively kind of coming together and understanding how we communicate, how the play needs to be executed, and then what we're looking for to execute that play against. You know, that's kind of our offense, and we've got to do it in a better rhythm. And when we do, when we have, and it's come together, it looks pretty good, but it's just not been near enough. So we have to figure out over this bye week how we get it more consistent and do it more.
When you talk about the things that Ryan needs to get better at, be more consistent at, you know, having a guy who's so deep into his career, what gives you confidence that he can still change even at 31?
Oh, I think every year's different. So I don't think it matters how many years you've been in your career. I don't think that matters, you know. I mean, I've been coaching for 20-something years, and every day's different for me. I'm trying to figure something out new every day. I mean, I think as a player, every year's different. His system that he's playing in this year is different. He's always going to look to improve on certain things. You know, John talked about third down. We've all got to get better at third down. You know, footwork, throwing mechanics. You know, the guy works really hard. I mean, it's not from a lack of work ethic. And so I think every year is different, and it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 1 year, 6 months, or 10 years. You're always looking to get better.
But can't you get into habits when you talk about footwork, throwing mechanics, things like that, when you've been playing so long?
There's certain things that you can maybe get into a habit on, which maybe those things fall under that. Like you're not really going to change his throwing mechanics as much as maybe you're going to change what he's looking at so that he can be more accurate with the pass, things like that. But yeah, you know, you're not going to really change a guy, you know, once he's 29, 30 years old, you know, change how he throws the ball. But I think what I'm saying is that it's a new system, and he's learning about it every day, and he's trying to get better and better within that system every day.
Bill, while we're talking about quarterbacks, we haven't talked about Savage in a while. How's his progression going, and just kind of watching him learn and understand this whole process?
Yeah, I think he had a good week last week. You know, he's a young player. He's working really hard. He studies a lot. He gets a lot of reps on the scout team. He's working out in the weight room quite a bit, you know, trying to, change his body that way, get stronger and get more durable and things like that is something that he's going to need throughout his career. But I think he's a young player that's getting better every day.
If you were to make a change before going into bye and then week after the Cleveland game, if you were to make a change, when would that change need to be made for that game for Cleveland?
What change are we talking about?
If you were to make a change.
I haven't said anything about a change at quarterback, so that's just a speculative question that I'm not going to answer.
I mean, in terms of as you guys prepare.
If I change the left guard, I mean, I wouldn't change, like any position that you're talking about, I'm not going down that road of changing any position.
It was just in terms of the timeline relative to the game.
The timeline of what?
As you guys prepare. Like, if, for example, on a normal.
On any position, if I made any position change, I wouldn't wait till the day before the game to make the change.
All right. Why do you think Whitney Mercilus has been playing so much better lately?
I think when you get that many reps, Tanya, and you play that much and you do that much in practice and you – I mean, this guy, like, takes scout team reps and you work as hard as he's worked. I think he's a good example for younger players on our team. You know, he really is in here early. He stays late. He practices hard. He's always lifting weights, stretching out, finding ways to get better. And I think with the more experience that you get, especially in our system, the better you're going to play with that type of work ethic. And I think that's what you're seeing with Whitney.
What's the one thing coming out of the bye week you know you can hang your hat on?
The one thing coming out of the bye, this team plays very hard. This team plays very, very hard. This team will play hard. This team will play hard for 60 minutes or however the long the game lasts. This team's going to play extremely hard.
When he was speaking with us,
and I'm proud of that.
When he was speaking with us earlier today, Andre seemed really frustrated with his role in the offense. Is that something over the bye that you guys are going to try to change and maybe get him more involved?
We're all frustrated. You know, we all want to get better. So I'm sure he's frustrated. He wants to catch more passes. We want him to catch more passes. But hopefully, we're all in it together, and we just all continue to get better.